The research was conducted in January, and I think of the order 1,000 young people, centennials as we call them, were interviewed, and the research generally says that the vast majority of them are concerned about the future work environment, but are also optimistic about the future work environment as well. And so one of the things that that we do as a matter of routine is look at technological trends, because we need to envisage solutions of the future, but it also tells us something about the skills we'll need and the types of careers that will be out there in 20 or 30 years from now.
And what sort of careers were highlighted in that report?
So there is three careers that, from a technologist perspective, we've envisaged based upon a number of trends. So one of them is a systems farmer, which is about growing intelligent parts in the same way that we're having this conversation now. We've grown from really complex biochemical chain reactions, but we can do the same with respect to parts. Another one is human resources manager, which is about monitoring the well-being of humans through wearable devices. So measuring their physical and mental state so that we can offer help sooner rather than later. And then the last one is an AI translator. And this is really about building the relationships between humans and increasingly smart machines to improve the teaming relationship between them. And so the job of the artificial intelligence translator, AI, is really to help the human get the most out of the machine, and also to tune the artificial intelligence as well, just to make sure that we can get the best out of both worlds in working together.
What can young people do then to get ready for these future careers, and how can we encourage them to get into training for them?
Engage with the STEM subjects, so science, technology, engineering and mathematics. But also, I think in two of the roles, psychology, human factors plays an important part.